Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Bee Buzzing with you today with Dr. Margaret Riley on antibiotic resistance in just a moment.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that GoBob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. GoBob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the red rhino.
Ernie, GoBob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, GoBob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Orlean wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my red rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. GoBob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
Dr. Margaret Riley is with the Department of Biology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and at the recent Bear Advocacy Conference, she talked about the tremendous challenge we're facing these days when it comes to antibiotic resistance. And she says it's something that she and her peers agree is a big, big issue, a big problem that's not going away.
So it's not just my opinion. The World Health Organization has stated that antibiotic resistance is one of the top three human health challenges. And that number's just going up. We're going from third to second to first. So it is, it's going to be a devastating post-antibiotic era. And the main problem is we don't have alternatives available.
I know that there's a lot of finger pointing going on right now that, you know, animal agriculture is the blame for a lot of problems. And there's other reasons as well thrown out there. What's driving the resistance issue?
It's a very simple equation. The reason antibiotic resistance is increasing is because whoever uses antibiotics, we're selecting for resistance. Now, the resistance already exists in nature. It's been around for billions of years. And as we consume billions of tons of antibiotics in agriculture, in human health, in aquaculture, we are selecting for those resistant strains, and they're not going to disappear. And they can spread from human to human, from animal to human, from animal to animal. Finger pointing is a waste of effort because that doesn't get at the real issue, which is we've got to figure out where to go from here.
And Dr. Riley says time's wasting on solving this problem.
We have already lost the efficacy of many of our most powerful drugs. So let's get over that. And we know that agriculture requires antibiotics. It requires it for animal health. It requires it, in some cases, for productivity. And they're doing the very best they can with the antibiotics that are available to them. So let's imagine a future where it isn't us or them. It's all of us saying we need some antibiotics that are designed to treat human pathogens. We need some antibiotics that are designed to treat animal pathogens or being used prophylactically to help increase animal production, for example. And we all have to contribute to figuring out how to make that happen. It's costly. It's a timely period. It's 10 years to develop a new drug, 15 years. So we've got to start now thinking about the future instead of looking back and pointing fingers.
Dr. Margaret Riley says we need to move quickly in this battle regarding antibiotic resistance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.